Hello, welcome to the podcast, Reelies. I'm your host, Carly McKean, founder of Emotion Release Technique, high performance business coach, and naturopath. In these conversations, I want to share about the real ease, getting to the root cause. And this may relate to our mindset, our behaviors, our belief systems, or thought patterns, or our physical body. And also getting to the root cause of our money mindset, manifestations, and how we can influence our business or success by addressing our own nervous system and subconscious patterning. If you're a health practitioner or coach, these are conversations you do not want to miss out on. In these conversations, I want to share about the incredible emotion release technique and how this technique is the missing piece to your practice or coaching sessions. ERT will fast track your client results and help you to exceed the expectations for your clients, resulting in more referrals, improving your reputation, and expanding the possibilities of where you can take your business. ERT can be the thing that transforms your client's health, mindset, and behaviors, and also unlocks your potential as a practitioner or coach, creating more clients, more money, and more success. Let's focus and create better client results, thriving businesses, and be happy and healthy in the process. Let's go deep, let's get to the core and create that real ease. Hello there. In this episode, I want to talk to you about one of the most common sabotages that I see in my practice with clients, with practitioners, in my mentoring, in my masterminds, in my coaches, with everybody really that I work with, similar to the other episode when I was talking about procrastination. The other really common sabotage is actually the resistance to success or succeeding. Now, the thing with this, it isn't as clear as procrastination. So when someone's procrastinating, they absolutely know that they are procrastinating. Yeah. So we know that we are supposed to be doing something and then we are lost, a little bit unclear. We're looking at something else to be doing, or we're, you know, doing something that we know that we shouldn't be because we've got other priorities that we need to. The thing with resistance to success is that it doesn't always look like that. Right? So this can be sometimes the underlying layer to why someone would procrastinate, because there is this unconscious response to succeeding and or improving or changing for the better. And this is totally an unconscious, subconscious response. A lot of the time people don't actually realizing why their behaviors are actually not aligned to the things that they're actually after. And that can actually cause people to really spiral into feeling, you know, lots of those self-limiting beliefs of not feeling good enough, not feeling worthy enough, not feeling like a failure, feeling like it's impossible for them, feeling all of those self-limiting beliefs come up. But the reality is that a lot of the time it's because of this concept of that most people, if not all people, on some level, fear success, fear succeeding, fear being the best versions of themselves, fear that next phase. And there's lots of different reasons, and I'm going to go through that in this episode today, of why that happens and how we can also hack that too. So when we see someone having that resistance to succeeding, it can present in lots of different ways. And if you're working with clients, it could be this presents with them getting off track on their plan. So they're not doing the things that they said that they were going to do, or the things that you guys have spoken about, or what you've recommended, or what they have committed to. So they get off track. Or it could be that they have committed and they go all in and everything's great. And then after a shorter period of time, this can even be days or weeks, then they just stop it altogether. They start to bring some of those old habits, old behaviors, or old mindsets back in. And then all of a sudden, they're right back where they started. And as I said, like this can really spiral that the self-limiting beliefs of not feeling good enough, or it's all too hard, or that they're going to fail, that they have failed, that there's no point. And that's not the case at all. It can be shown as procrastination, like I mentioned. It can be not doing the things or getting distracted, not committing, not making decisions and committing to them. It could be even body signs, sometimes a response, a physical manifestation of the blocking off the succeeding or blocking off that next level. And this can be seen when somebody plateaus with their weight. So even if they are like, or even like, yeah, even if there's no changes to what they're doing, even though they're putting in the effort. So it could be that the effort's there, they're completely on plan, their behaviors have changed, but everything from a body or physical perspective is actually staying the same. This can be a sign of the body, the unconscious response of the resistance to succeeding or resistance to getting to that next level. And with the ERT process, it's very insightful to see what is actually stopping that response, what is actually blocking that. And we can get a lot of insight, but also we can actually address the actual problem here at the level of the nervous system, because this whole concept actually is a subconscious response, and we actually have to completely address it within the subconscious. There is no conscious conversation that can actually reset this, because it's actually a response in the subconscious brain. This is why emotion release technique is so amazing here. It's vital, it's essential, because we actually have to be assessing in that part of the brain, and we actually have to be addressing it and reprogramming it in that side of the brain as well. In business, or this is really common, this like resistance to succeeding could be where they are just not doing the things that they need to do. They're not showing up, they're not being visible, even though that they know that they need to, not asking for somebody to join them or come work with them. Or it could be like a money thing where money is either not coming into the business, they're blocking that off in some way. Or it could be that money is coming into the business and then that is accumulating, and then all of a sudden they go spend it all, or they go spend it on things, or it's a really an unconscious spending. It could be like unexpected bills that come in. And again, this is the way of like the resistance of success can actually show up. So we actually have to look at all of the different parts. And if you're working with clients, this is really something that needs to be looked at, because it is a very, very, very common concept that plays out. And if you can actually hack this, everything will change. They've got more of a chance, if not they actually have the reality of achieving their goals. It helps you actually help to move them forward in a forward motion, rather than constantly just working with the stuckness, because there's a lot of risks with clients or people that you're working with that get caught in the stuckness and they're not moving forward, and they get caught in this self-sabotage and it all feels hard a lot of the time, because they spiral into this, it all feels too hard, or it's not worthy, or it's not working. They actually they can drop off, or they can sort of stop working with you because they just don't have the belief or hope that anything will change. So it's vital that you actually work with this. And what's really interesting is that a lot of the time, this concept of like resistance to succeeding is actually the nervous system's fear of change. And so you might have heard people talking about the subconscious or the unconscious really likes keeping safe. And I actually have used that terminology before over the years. But what I'm really honing in on and being very mindful of in my work, and how, when I work with the people that I work with, is we actually have to be very mindful of the words that we use and the language that we use, because the language and the words that we use have a lot of power. So we don't want to say the word that the body wants to keep safe, right? This is why we don't commit to the things that we want to do, or we don't commit to those goals, or we get off track and all our behaviors come back in. Because the reality of that concept is that it actually isn't safe. So yes, the behaviors like to have that predictable nature. It likes things being the same, but it actually isn't safe. So for somebody becoming healthy and looking after themselves and exercising daily and really prioritizing themselves, well, that is more of a safer concept for the body. But the reality is that is a lot of change and a lot of behavioral change there. And from the level of the nervous system, that actually isn't a safe process because there's change happening. So again, we have to be very mindful of our words. Hey, sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to share with you, if you want more information around emotion release technique, the ERT website is www.emotionreleasetechnique.com. And here you will find all the information around how to train in ERT, or you can learn more about ERT as a health practitioner or as a coach. So head over to the website. And if you have any questions, make sure you reach out to me on Instagram at Emotion Release Technique. Thank you. I want you to start using the terminology around when we retract into these behavioral responses that we've always have. It's because the body works with this predictable nature. It likes things the same because then there's no change. And so it's not for safety. It's not to that the subconscious wants to be safe. It actually likes the predictable nature, even if it's suffering, even if it's not helpful. So we want to use those words. So when we're looking at making change, we also have to explain to people is then when we're doing something different, the body might actually respond in a way because when things feel different, it actually can trigger off a response that it isn't the same, that isn't predictable. And so we have to make sure that these behaviors, these new behaviors, these change behaviors are very supported, and we are constantly aligning the nervous system to make sure that this is a safe process. This is a safe process. And the safe process, we can use this word in this context because we are creating these changes to actually move forward and create that safety in the body. But we do have to assess the nervous system to make sure that it isn't responding, because if it is responding, we have to address it. And this is where the ERT process comes in, to make sure that if there is a cortisol response, we want to address it because it isn't the truth in the system. We actually are purposefully and intentionally and consciously creating these changes because we are trying to move forward and to succeed with the things that we're after. So when you have a process that every single time and every single process and every single change we can be assessing to make sure the system knows that this is okay, this is in alignment, this is where people get better results. They actually achieve the goals that they're after. And when I talk about ERT and the concept that people get better results, this is what I'm talking about. They get better results because their nervous system's completely aligned at each stage. They are not resisting themselves because we are assessing at each point that these new consciously chosen habits, ways of being, ways of thinking, ways of eating, ways of moving, whatever it is safe because this is what we're consciously choosing to actually achieve the desired goals that we're after. It's consciously chosen. So we need to just make sure that the nervous system at each point is also not responding, that it feels safe, that it feels in alignment, because we don't want to go back to those predictable behaviors, because that's what will happen. If there's any change and we're not addressing it or we're not assessing it, we can actually trigger into these predictable behaviors because that's what the body knows, because that's been normal, because that hasn't been responding the nervous system in some sort of way. But that doesn't necessarily mean it's the thing we're choosing or the thing that we're after. So this is why we need to test the ERT process. So the other thing that we can do to really hack this is to constantly create stories in our mind around the things that we're after. So this could be a way of thinking, a way of being. It could be the way that we look or the way that we move or the way that we sort of show up in our day-to-day life, and continue to consciously create almost like a movie in our mind of what that looks like and what that feels like and what we would do if we are showing up in that way, and how our lives would change and how great it would be. And it's almost like we have to create this movie movie like each day and when we can to really live in this next phase of this next level of what we're after, because our nervous system will start to actually have some sort of like destination or some sort of like concept of what that looks like and what that feels like, particularly if it's never experienced that before. Now, we're really good at making stories up around like all the worst case scenarios things or how, like, you know, what the worst case could be. We're really good at making stories up like that. But we actually need to consciously choose the opposite of actually what life would look like when things are working, when things look great, when we're achieving the things that we're after, because our brain doesn't recognize the difference between reality and thought. And if we don't consciously choose this new level, this next level, then no wonder why we keep resisting the succeeding, or we keep resisting that next level. So that can be something that you actually take out away from today's episode. It's actually around consciously creating that next level of life that you're after. Play the movie in your mind and just really experience the feelings of what that feels like. Really experience the visions of what that's like. Feel that in your body and feel how exciting and how great that will be, because we actually almost have to implant that in our nervous system and know that that's actually a really great thing. That's really something that we're after. Because if we don't consciously do that, we are constantly making up these negative stories in our minds that actually limit us and actually hold us back. So it is a practice that you actually have to consciously choose. And then the other thing I'll mention with this is that we need to be mindful of the wording around achieving a goal. And if we can still use the wording, if we have context of what that words mean. So we're actually desiring to constantly be evolving, constantly moving forward, constantly getting to this next phase, and then being curious of what's beyond that. And that has to be a conversation, because if we don't have that, our mind thinks that there's going to be this place or this destination of like, when we achieve this goal, everything's going to be changed. Everything's going to be different. Everything's going to be better. And that is absolutely the possibility for sure. But when we think of achieving a goal and we don't have the concepts that we're actually going to reach that and then be curious of what's next, what can happen is that someone achieves the goal and they think that that is the destination. And then because they've achieved that, they've ticked the thing off their list, and then they actually can revert back into old habits, old patterns. So again, we want to open these conversations of like what our goals look like, what does success look like, and realizing that we are constantly evolving, we're constantly moving forward, we're constantly like learning more about ourselves and actually just, you know, becoming more and more expansive as we go. So we want to be being mindful of our words. We want to be making sure that we are having those conversations around that constantly evolving into new versions of ourselves, that it isn't just a destination. We want to be consciously creating that vision around what success, what succeeding, what, and again, that's a very interesting word because not everybody relates to that word, but constantly like getting to that next level and achieving these goals and the things that we're actually desiring for ourselves. We want to actually create visions. We want to create feelings. We want to just embody that in our system in some way each and every day. And that can be through visualization. It could be through journaling. It can be through creating a story, whatever it is, and what your sort of flavor is. That can be a way of like doing some daily work, some sort of practice around that. But I think the biggest thing is actually learning to actually, we have to assess the subconscious to actually be like creating our goals and making sure that nothing is going to sabotage that, that we're actually aligning our nervous system into the things that we're after. And if anything is getting in the way, we have to address it at that time so that there's a constant momentum moving forward. So I hope that's been helpful, and I hope that's given you some sort of insight of moving forward and what that looks like and why sometimes things can be a little bit more challenging if we haven't done this work. Because again, creating a plan is amazing, but there's so much work that we need to do to make sure that we are congruent in all levels in wanting to move forward with that goal and really making sure that that actually comes to fruition. Thank you for listening. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you loved today's conversation. If you got something out of today's episode and you wanted to share that with somebody that you know, please share away. I'd really love that. If today's episode got you thinking about a few things and you wanted to touch base with me, or you have a question, send me a DM on Instagram. You will find me at Emotion Release Technique. And I'd really appreciate if you would hit the subscribe button and leave me a 5-star review. It really does help. And this way you can help me to reach more people and help me in my mission to transform the lives of our clients, make a change within our industries, and to help me to help you to improve your business success. Thanks again for listening. I'll see you on the next episode, and I hope you have a great day.